This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 168. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, Hugh Bear Dad.
Hugh Bear Dad. Hello, Ray. Gosh, I haven't seen you for a long time, not like 3 days ago, I think.
I know. And see if you'd come to the ripcord last night and got spanked on the patio, you know, I'd got to see you then.
That's right.
Happy 30th something anniversary to the ripcord. I want to say it was like 35, 34. It's in the 30s. It's about the same age as Louis, I think.
I missed that one. I was doing? I was just home last night producing the episode one.
Looking at 67. X2 Bear films and going...
I do that whenever I was working. Yeah, but
or having phone sex with Mike.
Shut up. You know my secret too much. Actually, yesterday, what I released was episode 167 with.
Well, that's what it's all about, is release.
Yeah, I released. I hope people are downloading that. It's pretty cool. It's an interview with Ali, and he's been in the Cyber Bears and the Bear films. Yeah, so we have another porn star in the show. Anyway, okay, so I want to talk about that letter thing last Monday, but let's talk about last Saturday.
Last Saturday,
yeah,
last Dicks Saturday. On the Strand.
Dicks on the Strand. Dickens.
Oh, Dickens on the Strand. All right. You know, I got a one-track mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dickens is it's pretty.
Although,
cool.
Boys and girl, there were several good-looking dicks on the Strand.
Oh, really?
Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
In Galveston,
just
yeah.
Walking out there, it's a lot of eye candy, especially if they're wearing those. What do you call those outfits?
Period costumes.
Just period costumes. It's not like
it's like Renfest.
It's like Renfest.
English.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Renfest is English too. But for those of you that don't know, Dickens on the Strand is put on by the Galveston Historical Society every year, and they're into their 30th something year of doing this. And basically, they take two or three streets on the Strand, block it off, and everybody dresses in period Charles Dickens attire. And, of course, you know, we had Bob Marley and Mr. Scrooge and, you know, any character from Charles Dickens stories showed up there. I saw a couple of Miss Havishams in their wedding dresses. But most of this, you know, period 18th century dress, you know, top hats, coats, beggars, you know, kids, all that good stuff from the Civil War. There's a Civil War reenactment troop there that's there every year. So it's a thing to raise money for the Historical Society of Galveston. So, And if you come in costume, your ticket is half price. And if you don't, then you pay full price like we did. Because we were too lazy to go spend all that money to make costumes.
So. I don't think a nation would look good in that outfit. I don't know.
Well, see, we'd have to do about that same time. That's when all the Asians were coming over and, I think, building the railroads in the U.S. So we could put you in a nice straw hat and a blue suit and a pair of black pants and flip-flops. And you'd be like something off Kung Fu.
Yeah! Okay. We can do that. Next time, maybe next year, we'll do that. Yeah. Okay, so who are with us? Ben and John, who live there in Galveston.
Galveston, yes.
And
Robert and Lloyd.
Robert and Lloyd. And
Patrick and Jerry floating around.
Yeah. I haven't seen Patrick and Jerry for a long time. I haven't seen
them. I saw them tonight. They passed me and beeped at me as I was getting gas tonight.
Oh, okay.
They were going over to the dry cleaners. Ooh. Patrick's a little out of it. He had to have a root canal today, so.
Oh, okay. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Root canal. Not so happy. Maybe that's why he's just happy going out on the weekend because... when did he have his root canal today?
This afternoon, yeah. This afternoon. Yeah, this morning. Oh, this morning, God. I think.
I bet he can't talk right now.
No, because he called me and just gave me a list of stuff to do for the Bear Watch 9 planning meeting on Thursday night.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
let's see if I can do that.
Which means we got to come up with commercials for Bear Watch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so,
anybody out there got any good jingles for Booty Camp? Let us know.
Booty Camp. Boot Camp. Booty Camp.
Well, it is called Booty Camp. Boot Camp.
Is it really Booty Camp? Okay.
It is really Booty Camp.
Did you know that the Bears to the Coast, those are the Bears of San Antonio, they're doing the same thing. They're doing a boot camp theme also in March. Or is it March? Yeah, I think they're going to do it in March. So they're going
to... Bobcats. But, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happened to that.
Yeah.
That because it's been, I have to help them out on the website and stuff. Anyway, okay, so that's Dickens and the Strand. You know what I did last Saturday? After that, I remember I left early.
Early, because you had softball, right?
Yeah, because I have softball. And it was a cool weather. It's very nice. It's not sunny at all, even. It's very cloudy. It was threatening to rain, but we ended up just playing without any hitch. There's no rain. It's just a little cooler, and it's just nice to play out, you know, with a very good weather. And it was a good. We had new drills and stuff. It was fun. And yeah, that's pretty much the softball practice we did. Oh yeah, by the way, there were these three lesbians who were trying out. Oh my God, their arms were just. Not massive, but they just really could throw a ball and hit you, and you could really die.
So they didn't throw it like a girl like you?
No, bitch. No, it's.
Did the girl walk up, spit her tobacco out, and throw a fastball at you?
No. Yeah, but they're very good players, and you know, getting to know each other and stuff like that. They, our coach was asking, you know, how long have you been playing? And they said they've been playing since they were 8 years old. Oh my God! I've just been playing for about 3 or 4 years now. Ever since the Grizzlies, I started with the Grizzlies when Houston Air Bears had a group, had a softball team. And
yes,
yeah. Did you ever get to see, or you must have heard about that back then?
I've heard about it. I know some of the team players, like Henry and James and Chad and some of the other crew that's been around that. I'm hoping that one of them will take an incentive that maybe next year to get a team together. So.
Oh really? Okay. But I'm yeah. Pretty much locked in with the Wave. They're my. It's pretty much like a small family. We like playing ball with each other. Yeah.
I just like playing with each other's ball. Period. So.
Yeah. But that was Saturday. I'm just amazed by these lesbians who are really strong arms, and they really, I don't know, they're taller than I am even. Anyway, so that's the softball thing. And then I had to go to the Asians and Friends party Saturday night because we had that holiday party. We do it very early. Very early.
Well, you have to. I mean, there are so many parties that go on from December 1st till the week after New Year's. It's like if you get with all of them, you'd never have time to do anything except go to parties.
Mm-hmm. That's why this coming Sunday. Yeah, that's right. This coming Sunday, we're going to have our own party, right?
Yep. We changed it to a Sunday afternoon to make it a little bit easier because a lot of people would come to the HAB party and then they'd have to leave early because they were having work parties or other stuff they were going to. And most people don't do too much on Sunday afternoon. So we kind of scheduled it for late in Sunday afternoon and mm-hmm. come over, and we're not doing a full deal of food. We're just having catered divorce tours and drinks and the White Elephant and have a good time and let that be it. So
yeah, Saturday, it's a good thing that this coming Saturday we're not going to do, because I'll be in New Orleans this weekend. I plan to go to New Orleans, and it's a good thing you guys moved it on Sunday so I can come over at 3 o'clock, just leave early in the morning on Sunday. So,
well, we did it for you specifically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah, it's all about your schedule. We know, man, it's never available to do anything on the weekend. So,
of course. let me see. I have a problem though. My car. There's something wrong with my car. There's something wrong with my catalytic converter.
Catalytic converter.
You know
catalytic
that one,
converter.
Right?
Yes, I know what it is.
Okay, so it's defective. They said it's not efficient. So what am I gonna do?
You have to replace it.
Really?
Did you go get your inspection done?
Not yet. Is that the only problem? If I've already done my inspection, so my next inspection.
So that did you pass?
Yes, I did. I did pass.
Okay,
but that was last September. This coming September, it needs to be replaced before by then, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, if that's the case, nothing's going to be wrong with me when I drive to New Orleans, right?
No, because if I remember correctly, all the catalytic converter does is it basically takes the exhaust that's coming out of the car and superheat it up to burn off stuff, so that's not as much emissions. Because so whatever the extra gases or fumes that don't get burned up in the car, it burns them off. So supposedly, I think that's how it works. I can look it up here real quick. Mm-hmm. If I can even spell catalytic converter.
Oh, gosh, you're so butch.
So, but I think that's what happens.
You know how that works.
Yeah, but is your car still under warranty?
No, it's not. It's been 5 years old already.
And oh, this time trading, get a new one. So
I have had about 122,000 miles on it already. Because I always travel. I go to New Orleans all the time, or go to Dallas or San Antonio, or, you know, I just drive around a lot. So what do you think? It can still last until next year, right, before my next
yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of like putting a whole new muffler on your car, so it's probably going to be expensive.
Yep.
So you might want to go price it out and see.
I think it's time for a new car. I hope the trade-in value is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. A catalytic converter is a device used to reduce the toxicity of emissions from an internal combustion engine.
Okay.
It was first introduced in 1975 to comply with tight EPA standards. So they use them on a lot of stuff. So, but that's what it does. It reduces toxic emissions.
Okay.
And I remember when I was a kid, my grandparents, as soon as they got the car, they'd go knock it out because back then I don't think they were as efficient as they are now, and it caused the car not to be as efficient and kind of sluggish. So they would. I remember my grandfather and his craziness, you know, saving the environment, going and taking something and running it up in the catalytic converter and busting all the stuff out that was in there. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway.
Wow.
Fucking unbelievable.
Yes.
Yes.
You know who that was? That was Kendall, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's Kendall.
At first, I thought it was Roy.
No, it's not Roy.
Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was Kendall. Okay, so that's my problem. That's what I need. Okay. See, we're also some kind of a car talk now. We're doing car talk. I actually asked already. And it would cost me about $1,400 just to have it replaced. And I don't think so. I don't want to spend that much.
That's right.
Maybe if they have, don't they have it in eBay, probably spend about $70, you think?
And well, that's probably just the catalytic converter. It's all the labor that's going to cost all the money. Catalytic converter is probably only $50, but all the labor, but the labor to install it is the $1,400 part. So
those bitches.
That's $1,350. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Okay. So, how about you? What are you planning this weekend before the party? Just prepare for the party on Sunday. Where's it gonna be? Where's it gonna be?
Joe Monty's house.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Ooh.
Who was on the news tonight protesting the big microwave tower they were building in his backyard? So.
Oh,
he was on
really?
He was on Channel 13 News tonight, and he had a little short blurb I think he said of the group that's protesting it. So I don't know where. I didn't get to watch it, but I got a phone call. Said, "Oh my God, Joe's on TV!" So
he's on TV. Okay, we got to check it. Maybe you see it online or something like Click to Houston.
Maybe you can find it. Yeah, maybe I don't know, Click to Houston.
Right, over there. I wish your camera's working. I got this idea. Okay, I got this idea from these great guys from Oh My Pod. What they do is, you know, they both run a Mac and they run iChat and they Skype. So they use the video on iChat and they just talk on Skype. And it's like talking to each other. So I thought it's a great idea. So yeah, kudos to all my pod. Yeah. So I hope your camera would be operational next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll work on it. It was working when I first tested it. I don't know maybe if it didn't release it or what. So
maybe you need to reboot. Are you running Windows Vista?
No.
No. Are you still at XP? Do you have any plans in going to Vista or what?
No.
No, just stay in XP. XP's
pretty stable right now. So I'll stay with it until they probably quit supporting it, which is probably another 2 or 3 years. So.
Oh, really?
Okay. And then by then they'll have something else, new waiting. But, you know, I'm kind of going over to the Mac generation here shortly. So.
Yeah, you should try it out. It's a good thing. If you're going to have a Mac, it's great. I can't tell you enough how good it is. Many people out there really support it. And it's just
Hold
great
up,
right now.
This out real bad.
This, huh?
I'm losing you, Maynard. Cut your video off.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me see what happens. Okay, how's that? I can only see your picture now. All right.
Yeah, okay. I can hear you now. It cleared up.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think the video is taking up a lot of bandwidth, and I'm sure everybody else in America is starting to get on Skype video and whacking off. So.
Okay. Skype or XTube?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Why do I keep losing you somehow? Okay, so yeah, we're back, and I hope this is working.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still experimenting. Let me see.
So you're breaking up. I can hardly hear you.
Right now it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very clear on my side. So maybe I should just talk louder or something. Where were we? Oh yeah, okay. We have topics actually. Just tell me.
Yes.
Let me see. Let me just go to our window.
Let's see, here. We got. Where you want to start? We got. Since we were talking about Skyping and video cameras, you want to move on to cameras on set up on beaches?
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, let's do that. All right.
Segway it.
Well, yeah, we segwayed. Oh gosh. Okay, here we go. Palm Beach setting up talking cameras to protect beaches from gay sex. Okay, this really caught my eye because they're specific with gay sex. And it kind of pissed me off. I think straight people would do this too anyway. So it says here, after the sheriff's office busted 6 dudes in July and a male teacher a week ago, probably weeks ago, this is an old news, Martin County Commissioner Michael DiTerlizzi has had it with the wave of Larry Craigs getting it on around his beaches. Solution, spend a $5,500 solar-powered cameras that flash a bright light and spout off a verbal warning when they detect motion. A minute later, they restart recording whatever actions in front of them. Okay, that's kind of freaky, don't you think?
I can see it now. What county is this at? Palm Beach? I can see Palm Beach solving all their city financial problems by taking all the recordings and putting it on Crazy Folks Gone Wild on the Beach and selling the DVDs.
Yeah, actually, it's Martin County. It says you're Martin County.
Martin County. So
I don't know where that is.
You know, I look at it this way. You know, the straight folks are out there doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always somebody got busted on this. You know, when I was back home, the Aiken County administrator got busted for having sex with underage kids and using the county car to go pick them up and the county cell phone to call them and text them and do all this blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. Somebody's going to be out there having sex, you know.
Yeah, I mean, plus, you know, sand, having sex in the sand, won't that hurt somehow? I've never tried it, okay? I've never.
I don't know. I hear people do it all the time, but hell, I get sand everywhere enough in my, you know, I'm just like, whatever.
I would imagine.
I'm sure it's a great exfoliator for something.
I would imagine it's just, you know, just hand jobs and stuff, but yeah. actual sex, I don't think that's pretty dangerous, don't you think? I don't know. That's just something that I don't want to experience. And it's always good to do it in bed. Nothing beats doing it in bed. Why do it in the beach, in the public? I guess Even nude beaches. I don't think it's a good idea to have sex anyway. In the sand.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in sand? Okay, I was like, oh,
in
maybe.
The sand, or you know, even though if you have towels to or anything, but it's just uncomfortable. So,
well, you know, I'm sure some people just don't care; they enjoy it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it's more about the thrill of being out and being exhibitionist than it is anything else. People watching, and
the picture here shows that you know it looks like they're.
They're
not getting it on. They're just doing push-ups.
Yeah, they're doing push-ups. You know, one of them looks like Ricky Martin, and then the other guy, you can't see his face, but
he looks like Ricky Martin.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he does look like
Ricky Martin. But, you know, I think it's another good waste of tax dollars. I mean, that's $5,500 that could go to something I'm sure much better than worry about who's doing what on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. But who knows? The videos that will be taken here can be, you'll probably see it online later on.
Yeah. So, but, you know, the same people that are all conservative that do this stuff and say, oh, we're going to stop this and everything, are our conservative government leaders like Mr. Larry Craig, who keeps having sex with everybody in a bathroom stall, and people are falling out of the woodwork telling stories about him.
Yeah, that's true. Let me see here. There's another article. Yeah, we've been... I forwarded you this article. More gay men describe sexual encounters with U.S. Senator Craig. I don't want to read it because I think some parts of
it's long.
It's really long, but you get the gist. Yeah. People are coming out, and I saw that. Actually, I recorded that. I recorded that video from with Matt Lauer, and you know he was just talking to Larry Craig and his wife. And, of course, he full-out denied everything. And then here comes all these encounters. Here comes all these witnesses. Here comes all these gay men who actually had sex with him and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's really bad. I mean, it's bad for his career. It's been bad. Everything here is bad for his career already. I think he should just quit. Or I don't know. Just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, they got... The same guy that come up and busted Haggard's bubble is the same. Is also saying, "Hey, man, I had sex with him too." So, so I mean, you never know. People will just come out and say stuff to get attention, and you know, they're like, "Well, hey, we're gonna take this guy down or whatever." So, you know, it probably happen. Yes, I'm sure. This guy jerk that is too chicken to come out of the closet. You know, so yeah. Because he wasn't married until after a gay, from reading the story, if I remember it correctly, the way I read it, he didn't get married until after there was his first gay rumor, and then he married this lady and adopted her two kids as his own. So.
That's very convenient, huh?
Yeah, that's so.
Very convenient.
But, you know.
All
I know is the entire time I was a page in D.C., none of the freaking senators hit on me.
Okay. Yeah. You were in D.C. before?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you lived there for a while. No, you just...
Yeah, I was a page.
Oh, okay.
I was an office page. I was one of the only few people allowed to be an office page.
And you were disappointed.
I know.
And you could be one of these guys who had been coming up in the media saying, oh, I had sex with that guy. I had sex with that senator. No.
No.
No. Anyway, going back to Craig, there's this guy who came up to him, and you know, one of the people he picked up, and saying to him, you know, taking the guy's name's Phillips, and Craig told him, "You've never been here. You don't know me." After, you know, just bringing him to his place or his apartment or some house or some warehouse. I don't know where they went, but. You know, it's just really a total trick. That's fine. I mean, it's just so rude. Even you pick up and you don't know me, and you've never seen me before, and you don't know me. Okay, I would be freaked out if I hear that from someone. But if I were to trick with someone, yeah. But It's just crazy. I think it's just crazy. It's, and all those videos. Oh no, not all those videos. That interview with Matt Lauer. It's just for, I don't know. It has anything substantial that would help his career or anything.
No, and if anything, he's not going to be able to run again because there's going to be too many allegations. So, mm-hmm. I don't think he'll get reelected. So, mm-hmm. Well, if he just come out, you know, first that I'm gay,
yeah,
been done with it, you know, be done with it, you know. So,
wait, hold on, let me see.
Maybe a little nooking and a nice long shower.
Maybe that's just what he needs.
Yes.
Yeah that's so. Right. Anyway, okay.
I am not gay.
Are you sure, sir? Are you sure, Senator Craig? But anyway, what else? What else do we have?
Oh, let's see what else we got on our little articles here. Waiting too long to have sex linked to sexual dysfunction later in life. So because I didn't lose my virginity, I'm 21, I'm screwed now.
Yeah, if you wait too long.
I mean, then it goes back at the end of the article and says, well, if you start too early, you're screwed too. So.
Yeah, so what gives? Do it in the teens?
People who lose their virginity between the ages of 21 and 23 are more likely to suffer sexual dysfunction problems later in life. I think the reason we're suffering sexual dysfunction problems later in life is because all them damn Viagra emails I get every day make me feel that my penis is not big enough and I can't keep it hard long enough.
Oh, those junk mails. Yeah, I know that.
That's what's causing the dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. You always have a drug solution for everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so...
And trust me, if they had a pill out there that made men's penises bigger, it would be selling off the shelves faster than Viagra ever thought about being there. So quit sending me all your fake stuff because ain't nothing makes it bigger.
There's a spam filter you can use for that.
I know. I got a bunch. I go in and set all kind of stuff up, and I still get them. I got it down. The week I took off for Thanksgiving to move, when mm-hmm. I came back, I only had 300 emails. Only 87 of them were actual emails. All 223 of the others were all spam. And 90% of those were by Agra. Your penis ain't big enough. Your girl would enjoy, will not tell you this, but she wants it bigger.
Your 7 inches is not big enough.
That's right.
That's right.
Why'd you cut 3 inches off of it?
Yeah.
Dude, so.
And that's just.
But anyway, this report's going to be published in the medical journal. What is it?
American Journal of Public Health.
Mm-hmm. The American Journal of Public Health in January 2008. So we'll try to find that and read it.
Mm-hmm. Please, people who lose their virginity between the ages of 21 to 23 are more likely to suffer sexual dysfunction. So when was your first time?
Well, male or female.
Oh, okay. Huh.
As a female, I was 21. Male, I was...
12.
14. 14, 15? 15, really? I think. 14 or 15.
Okay.
Oh, well, actually, with male, it was younger because I was playing around with other boys when I was like 3 and 4.
Mm. Really? So, gosh, that early?
Yeah.
I think I played around probably 12, when I was 12, I think, or 13.
Oh, you're such a late bloomer.
No, wait, 11, 12, 12, something like 12, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but I remember as a little kid, me and the little boy next door at my grandma's house, we used to show each other our pee-pees and touch them and all kind of stuff, and that was before we moved, so that was before I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm. And then so. What other experiments? Like, look at how this goes into my mouth. Oh,
no, wow. I don't think I ever did anything like that. Okay. That wasn't until I got into my teens.
Oh, okay. So. But with a girl, for me, I guess out of curiosity back then, I don't know, probably in the 20s, mid-early 20s, something like that. No, wait, when I was 25 even.
Oh, well, you're screwed.
I'm screwed. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Because it says people lose their virginity between 21 and 23. After 23, you're just really screwed.
God. That's when I really got screwed. No, I'm kidding. It's really just... I don't know. I don't know if this is if there's any truth to this study. Maybe there is, but I don't know. Since they were going to.
This is what set it all off for me. But the researchers point out that men who started having sex early were also at an increased risk for sexual dysfunction, and said further research is needed to determine if casual interpretation can be made.
There you go. You started at 3. You slut. You started at 3 or 4 years old. There you go. So that
And I think 95% of all sexual problems are in the head anyhow. It's all a mental state. Sex is not a physical thing. It's an emotional, mental thing. Mm-hmm. And if you got a bunch of baggage and stuff, yeah, it's going to affect it. So
yeah, it's more psychological.
And we're all crazy, so.
We're all, Ray, speak for yourself. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we all get crazy sometimes. Okay, so what else do we have here? You have
We have our top, bottom, or versatile.
Okay.
Let's see.
Where did you get
complete,
this?
The Complete Bear. This is from The Complete Bear Chewing the Fat. Their little publication they put out that I got that we get in the mail. But anyway, they surveyed 12,000 plus bears and asked what they consider themselves. And this is what they came back with on the survey. 41% said they were versatile.
Okay.
35% said they were bottoms.
Okay.
10% said they were tops.
10?
8%, 10% said they were tops. So I'm in the minority yet again. 8% said they they were dirty, dirty boys. 6% said they were not gay, but their husband bears were.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at it like this. Everybody I've ever met online that said versatile, as soon as you hooked up with them, their legs went in the air. So I consider them bottoms.
They have helium heels.
Have helium heels. So if you add the 35 and the 41, you get 70% of all people, all gay bears out there are bottoms. And 10% are tops.
So when they say versatile, they really mean they're bottoms. But if they're bottoms, they really are bottoms.
Pretty much.
But
so, if
they're versatile, they're trying to pass.
They're versatile. If nothing else, they will stick it in you. But they don't want. They usually don't want that. They're much better be bottoms.
Okay.
So
I love shower sex.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah. So I just thought it was interesting because that means that there is what 3 to 4 bottoms for every top out there.
3 to 4, really? Is that out of experience?
Well, in my case, everybody I'm attracted to is a top, so it never fails. If I'm attracted to them, I think they're hot, and I want to jump their bones and pound their ass until they can't walk anymore. Oh, I'm a top.
Oh, okay.
Whether they be bear, chaser, twink, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Wow, that's hot.
How me and John ended up together, I do not know.
Well, let me see. Is he... what's he doing now? Is he busy right now? Just working.
He's downstairs working. He said, "Oh, I'm not going to be in here with y'all podcasting." So he grabbed his laptop and walked out. So.
Oh. When are we going to see your house? When is your house warming?
Sometime in February.
Oh, that long. Okay.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. But this whole thing about tops and bottoms. Mm-hmm. I read a little poem about it.
You wrote a poem?
I wrote a poem about it. And this is...
Wait, do we need music for this? Hold on. I have to get music. No, I'm not ready. You didn't tell me you need violin music or something.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
But this is my whole thing about being a top.
Bye.
I do not...
What is it?
Are you ready?
Okay, by Ray. Okay.
By Ray. I do not like to bottom on a box. I do not like to bottom for a silver-haired fox. I do not like to bottom bareback on a boat in a boat. I do not like to bottom with some old goat. I do not like to bottom here or there. I do not like to bottom anywhere. I do not like to bottom. I do not like to bottom, Casey Diffel. I am a top. So.
The bear is a poet. Wow. When did you just do that? Did you just do that today or something?
Yes, I did that like 10 minutes before we started. So.
Oh, my
thank you, Dr.
God.
Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, that is
green eggs and ham.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So,
speaking of such, yeah, we wait. Greenidge and Ham. No, different author. Sorry, different author. Because at the Dickens, where we went, they have a lot of they have themes, book themes in the food that they have there. Remember?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of English type food.
Yeah,
I mean,
I kind of forgot. Like. They did serve green eggs and ham there too. No, wait.
No, you're talking about Scottish eggs.
Scottish eggs?
That's Scottish eggs.
Scottish eggs are...
Then they had wassail.
Okay.
And there's a whole little Scandinavian section.
I thought it was English.
What?
That Saturday, the whole Dickens thing.
Well, it's English, but they're also doing Dickens Strands in America, and they did a big immigrant thing because there's, you know, I think it's about, when the potato famine happened, wasn't that in the 1800s? So they did a whole big mixture of stuff, different types of food from all over the world and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting. I should brush up on my Dickens or something. I didn't grow up here, so I only vaguely know some of the... Except for the Christmas Carol, of course. That's
Christmas Carol, Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah.
Which, if you're a Trekkie, you should know about that.
Mm. Yeah.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one.
Is that? Oh, okay. That's the.
That's part of the opening of Tale of Two Cities, I think. Mm-hmm. That's a whole section in there.
I don't think we have any Trekkies in the audience. People listening to this, I don't think there are any. So,
well, if you are, let us know.
Tell us what you think about the upcoming movie by what is it? Star Trek, the new movie.
Yeah, but what's the name? Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh wait a second, we should geek out. Heroes.
On what?
Did you get to watch Heroes?
I haven't watched it yet. That's why I was trying to get done with this podcast so I could go watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, we did last around how many? 35. Almost 40 minutes, I think. So,
yeah.
We're just winging it this way. We're just a casual show that we're doing. Not really that too much production and stuff like that. So, just to play around. I want to try... I want to shout out to Peter and Pinoy Boy from the Bomb My Pod. Guys, I was a guest there. You should listen to it, Ray. I was a guest there last week for episode 260. And it was pretty fun. It's one white boy, one Pinoy boy, Peter and Pinoy boy. Let's go. It's Pinoy boy. Pinoy boy is from Michigan, and Peter is from Philadelphia. And they're just so geeky. We were talking about getting a Mac and Leopard and software and stuff like that. I think John would like their show too. It's very gay. Yeah, it's very gay. It's very technological. It's very Mac-oriented. It's like Mac. Okay. I think it's like Mac Break Weekly, but it's only gay. Well, yeah. not too much.
You ever say, I doubt John will listen to it because he can't listen to something and work at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
Or
do
I can
either.
Listen to it, or like I listen to podcasts or try to listen to podcasts and work until I get rudely interrupted by customers calling want to talk on the phone.
I have a problem with that. I can't do that either because if you're coding, if you have concentrating on code and stuff and listening to music, I just can't. I just can't do it. I have friends who can do that. Who can listen to heavy metal or whatever, disco music or dance music. Let's say disco music. Listen to dance music and they code right all the way. And they don't have any problem with it, so it's just it's awesome. I wish I could do that. Which reminds me, that friend of mine is James. So shout out James, happy birthday! It's his birthday this coming December 6th. Who else? A few more birthday people in Live Journal. Polly Bear SF, yeah, from San Francisco. Happy birthday! His birthday is also December 6th. And who else? I guess, Daniel, James and Daniel. I haven't seen them for a while. I think you met them a few weeks ago. I think last month, Ray, you met them at the HEB Social. I introduced you to them, but I don't know if you remember.
Yep, I think I did.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so any shout-outs?
Actually, I think we've been talking online, too.
You do? With James?
No, maybe Daniel. Who is it that I met last?
James and Daniel? Been... Must be a different Daniel. Hmm.
Might be. Yeah. Or I might just be totally crazy. So, shout-outs. Let's see. Who have I got a shout-out for? I got a shout-out for Clay and Chris, who just closed on their new house today and are moving. Good luck, guys. Going through the trauma myself recently. I know how you feel. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who else do I have a shout-out for? John Rowell, my baby. I got to give a shout-out for him.
Aww.
So, because he's working so hard to make all this money to keep me in a lifestyle, which I want to become accustomed. And let's see. Who else can we give? Buddy, you want to shout out? Buddy said he wanted a shout out, so I'm going to shout out to Buddy.
Does he ever bark?
Oh, yeah.
I never heard him bark.
Yeah, yeah. He'll bark. And I don't know. I really didn't have a chance to talk to too many people this week. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no one in commenting on the website. No one. It's been a long time.
That's because nobody's listening to our show anymore. They just, you know, it's just us talking and nobody ever downloads it. So. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot downloading, but it's just nobody's...
Nobody's commenting.
There's an email. I received an email last week from Ron. And that's pretty much it. I've been communicating with Freddie Freeman and stuff like that. We have... they're going to have Bearpalooza. Are we going to do Bearpalooza this year? I don't think we can. Oh, this coming year? I don't think we can.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's going to take some people in our community to get a little more active for us to do Bearpalooza here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be nice to have a concert here.
Hmm. Yeah.
We'll see. So. Anyway, okay. So, anything else? I guess that's it. I guess we're going to wrap this up.
Hmm. That's it. Everybody, go have fun getting all your Christmas shopping done.
Oh, that's right. I have to do that. I have to buy something for Mike.
Do not go on the weekends because I went Sunday. By the time I left, I actually stopped in the middle of the store, turned around from the buggy I had, and walked out the door. I was so over people and how rude they were. And all these people, they're unruly kids that they would not make behave, not make get out of the aisles. And I know one kid I ran over his foot, and I didn't really care at that point because I'd said, excuse me, three times. And his mama done told him twice, get out the way! Get out the way! Instead of going over and grabbing his little butt and dragging him out of the way. No. So I just ran over his foot. I didn't care. I'm a hater.
Oh.
So.
That's why you don't like
And he then he looked at me after I run over. I mean, it was just an empty buggy, but I was like, you know, you should have got your little butt out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it, take the buggy and ram it, run over him with it. So, but wow. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old and can't deal with the people out there. But it was just I was just like I got to go.
What store did you go?
I was in Garden Ridge.
Oh, Garden Ridge.
Yes.
Oh, you were shopping for Christmas ornaments.
Well, we went in there to look see what was going on.
You're so gay. I just go to Walmart or Target. I would rather go Target, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so.
Yeah, I think it's best to go in midnight or something. But what pisses me off whenever you go to midnight, there's only one cashier. So you end up having a long line anyway.
Yeah.
So that's pissing me off.
Well, I know. From my experience, it's just better to go during the week because most people don't get out during the week. I mean, there's people out there, but it doesn't get really bad until it gets real close to Christmas. So,
mm-hmm.
So you know.
Or maybe go shopping at early in the morning, 6 o'clock maybe in the morning.
Maybe please.
Yeah, but that's crazy. I would rather sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So, yeah, we have to say goodbye. So,
I'm so glad we had this time together.
That's right. So, guys, if you have comments, send us an email. You can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. And the voicemail. Yeah, by the way, it's the holiday season. It would be great to hear voicemails from you guys, if you guys send any.
Mm-hmm. Send us a Merry Christmas. Call us and say, hey, guys, Merry Christmas. I'm stuck in Egypt doing duty with the, you know, protecting, doing blah, 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 whatever. Just call us and say, you suck! No, anything.
They can also send us postcards, Christmas cards. Yeah,
that's right.
We have a PO Box 2511. Put it on top, Bear Podcast, PO Box 2511, Humble, Texas, 77347. Yeah, it's in the show notes. I'll probably put it there. If you guys want to send Christmas cards, yeah, it'd be great to receive some. I think I received one last year.
Yeah. Or email us Christmas pictures of yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In various stages of undress with mistletoe.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah, send it to Ray. If it's a well, if it's a chaser,
it's
a, go to Ray.
It's a chaser.
Bear, send it to me.
It's a bear. Send it to Maynard. It's okay. A muscle bear, hot muscle bear. You can send that to me too. So
okay, send it to both of us. Yeah. Okay. So also myspace.com/bearpodcast. What else? Okay. So that's it. Thanks, Ray. I'll talk to you guys later. I'll call you. Well, I'll see you online tomorrow.
Okay. Talk to everybody. Everybody have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Many wolves send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
One, two, three, four, five.
Three naked man.
One naked man. Three naked man. Five naked man. Six naked man. Eight naked buddies. Go, 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 go.
Okay.